早晨，你好，你好。
Good morning, everybody.
Happy New Year.
新年好。
It's hard to believe that we are actually journeying into 2020.
真是难以置信的，我们已经进入了2020年了。
I don't know if you reflect back into the previous year.
我不知道大家有没有想过去年我们做了什么。
Anything that stands out in your mind?
有没有什么特别的事情你一想就会想起的呢？
Take a quick moment to reminisce.
我们先用一点点时间去回想一下。
I'm sure God was good to you.
我相信上帝对你恩典好多。
Through various situations in your life, I'm sure you've experienced them in different ways.
透过很多生活的细节，很多事情，我们都经历了上帝的恩典。
You know, last year was an interesting year for me.
去年对我来说是一个非常非常特别的日子。
As a parent, my daughter turned 10.
因为我的女儿已经十岁了。
So she have reached a decade old.
所以她已经过了十年的光景。
She goes, Mommy and Daddy, I'm not no longer a kid anymore, right?
她对我说，爸爸妈妈，我不再是一个小孩了。
I'm double digits.
因为我的年龄是两个数字了。
No, double digits.
两个数字啊，爸爸妈妈。
So it's interesting as my wife and I reminisce back.
所以当我跟我太太回想的时候，
you know, bringing her back the first day from the hospital, we were clueless as parents, right?
我们思想到第一天将她从医院带回家的时候，我们根本没有这个思想，究竟要怎么去来养育她。
We fed her, she didn't want to eat.
我们喂她，但是她不想吃。
We cradled her, she cried. Right?
当她哭的时候，我们就把她放在手里面摇摇。
We tell you to sleep, you're just awake.
我叫她要睡觉，但是她眼睛睁得大大的，不肯睡觉。
We tell you not to walk, you just crawl and hurt yourself.
我叫她要小心啊，不要就撞来撞去，但是最后她也会受伤。
But as I look through the journey,
但是让我看到整个的旅程的时候，
there's great joys of being a parent.
在里面我发觉到身为父母是很大的喜乐。
Because no longer do I have to take care of everything for her.
因为当她成长的时候，发觉我就慢慢不要那么大的操心了。
I'm slowly beginning to see her being able to take care of herself.
我慢慢看到她可以一点一点、一步一步的去照顾她自己。
But what's more, even cooler,
但是更加精彩的是
is I'm able to see her,
我可以看见她
replicate her life, what she learned into others.
因为她可以将她生命里面学到的可以告诉其他的朋友。
Over the Christmas holiday,
因为在经过这个假期圣诞节假期的时候，
I had a chance to visit my cousin in Milton.
我有一个机会去到 Milton 的地方探望我的亲戚。
You should say, George, Milton is not that far away, right?
他常常告诉我 ，Milton 不是那么远。
It's not.
不是。
But because of time, I find it often very hard to even give that time to visit my cousin Milton.
但是我发觉，因为我的工作非常的繁忙，所以好像没有什么时间可以去到 Milton 去探望我的亲戚。
George, I have moved into a new house since February, and you coming to visit me now, right?
他说啊，我在二月时候啊，我就搬进去一个新的屋子里面来，到今天才来探望我。
My cousin has a little boy.
我的亲戚有一个小男孩。
And it's interesting.
那是很有趣的男孩。
See my daughter.
因为我有一个女儿。
I get to observe, start teaching him things.
所以要告诉他，教他一些生活的细节。
He said, No, you don't do it that way. I teach you.
他说，那不，你不要教我，我教你。
It's sort of interesting. It's sort of like she's becoming the parent.
所以那好像小孩变成父母一样。
She's become the teacher.
因为我的女孩就变成了好像父母一样去教导其他的人。
I'm scratching my head. I'm like 10 years ago, man. Time flew. I had to teach you everything before.
我就想过去十年我教了她很多的东西，但现在她开始会教导其他的人了。
There's a reason why I'm telling you this story.
为什么我要告诉大家这件事
情呢？ Some of you wanted George, why don't you just get into the sermon? Let's go, right?
弟兄姐妹就说：“哎呀，你不要讲那么多东西，你就快点进入今天的题目吧。”
But keep that story in the backdrop of your mind.
但是请大家记住我刚才所说的。
As we journey into the new year,
当我们进入新的一年的时候
，I think as students of God, right, as pupils,
我们是上帝的学生
，as followers of Jesus,
也是耶稣基督的跟随者。
It's always good to review and have a reminder.
所以常常我们都需要被提醒，需要跟随。
You know, we're kicking into the third year.
我们今天就是进入第三年。
Of our theme, go and bear fruit.
在我们这个主题的第三年，就是去结果子。
Some of you say, George, I get it.
很多弟兄姐妹说，哎呀 ，George， 我明白了，你讲的都知道了。
Stop saying it. I know what you're trying to say.
你讲的太多，你不要再说了，我都明白了。
But I think sometimes,
但是有些时候,
we tell ourselves,
我们告诉自己,
we know it,
我们知道,
we know, 我记, 我记, right?
I know,
a lot
I know,
of times we say,
很多时候我们都会这样讲,
but deep down inside,
但是在我们心底里面,
what is the nuance of what Jesus is trying to tell us?
究竟耶稣在他的生命里面, 在圣经里面告诉我们什么呢?
It's interesting because Jesus spent, you know, over 3.5 years of his disciples.
因为耶稣他用了三年多的时间去教导他的门徒。
Maybe look at Peter at the end.
我们看看彼得最后他怎么样呢?
He's the one that says, I got it, I get it, I get it.
彼得就是那个说,我知道,我明白了,主,我爱你,我知道了。
And when Jesus ascended into heaven, right?
当耶稣要去天上的时候,
when he resurrected,
当耶稣复活的时候,
he felt, man, I don't even know what to do anymore.
那个时候,彼得就是那个说我主我不知道应该怎么做的那个
I'm all lost、right?
我就是根本就迷失了
What did he do? End up being back a fisherman again、right?
所以他不知道自己应该做什么事最后就成为了捕鱼的人
Until Jesus reappeared to him again
直到耶稣在向他显现的日子为止
And said buddy
他说、啊、朋友
Don't be afraid go feed my sheep
你不要害怕你去喂养我的羊
See, a lot of times you say, George, we hear a lot about the chairs, right?
这时候你说 George, 我就听了很多关于椅子的事情。
And I love what Reverend Chung said a couple of weeks ago.
几个星期以前，我很喜欢朱牧师所讲的一句话。
So, chairs are just a symbolism.
他说啊，这个椅子只不过是一个代表。
When we're looking at four chair discipling.
当我们看见这个四个椅子，这个叫做门徒训练的事情。
Don't focus on the actual chairs.
不要只是看见那些椅子。
But it's more of a picture.
那只是一个。
It's more of a snapshot.
它只是一个图画。
What it means to grow up in Christ.
要告诉我们究竟在耶稣里面，什么叫在耶稣里面成长这件事情。
What does it mean to finally grow up?
什么叫做在耶稣里面成长
？See, let me quickly refer back to chair one.
当我们在讲之前呢，我们先看第一张椅子，就是绿色那只。
It talks about the seeker.
他讲到那个寻找的人
And what's the significance of that?
在里面什么重要的事情呢
These people that don't know Jesus
因为有一些朋友他们不认识耶稣基督
At the back of their mind
在他们的脑筋里面
It's this big question
有一个大问号
That there needs to be more in this life
他说、啊、在这个生命里面他们应该有更多的事情的
I currently don't know what it is or I may know what it is but there needs to be more in life
我不知道是什么但是我知道生命里面不只是我每一天所生活的这一些
And what does scripture say?
圣经里面说什么呢
Scripture say Jesus came to seek
圣经里面说耶稣来寻找
He came to seek
耶稣来寻找
He didn't just come to look
他不是只是看
He didn't just come to hang out
他不是只来走走玩玩而已
He came to save the lost
他来寻找失丧的人
So whether or not you realize you're lost or not
所以不知道大家知不知道你是不是失丧的
Jesus took the first step to come to seek
耶稣第一步就是来到寻找
It's like a rescue mission.
这好像一个拯救的一个使命。
And what is he saving?
然后他就会拯救。
He become the answer.
他就是我们的答案。
Towards something we're looking for.
他就是我们寻找的最终的答案。
Purpose.
是我们最终寻找的目的。
And relationship back with God.
是我们最终寻找的跟上帝的关系。
Fine. You say you understand chair one.
他说：“你知道，我知道，我明白第一张椅子讲什么。”
We journey into chair two.
说我们进到第二张椅子吧。
And chair two is very interesting. Chair two.
这是个非常有趣的一张椅子。
Because a lot of us think, oh, we're beyond chair two.
我们都说，哎，我们已经超越了第二张椅子。
I've been in Christ. I've been a Christian many years, so I'm beyond that.
我已经相信耶稣了，我已经成为基督徒很多年了，我已经超过第二张椅子了。
The best way I would use it, analyze chair two.
但是当我来将第二张椅子来做一个详细的分析的时候
，It's a process in which we learn to seek God and Jesus' purposes.
其实啊，第二张椅子讲到我们来。有一个方向，有一个概念，要怎么样去寻找我们的上帝？透过耶稣寻找上帝。
Chair one is about what the lost.
第一章已经讲到失丧。
Seeking something.
寻找一些东西。
Jesus is the answer.
耶稣是那个答案。
And when we find it, when we grasp it, we're like excited, right?
当我们寻找到他，当他寻找到我们，我非常的兴奋。
But often.Christianity does not stop there.
但是基督教不只是在那个地方停留。
We don't just lead people to the sinner's prayer and that just stops there.
不只是一个有罪的人寻找的耶稣基督就在那个地方停。
You know, a few weeks ago, a whole bunch of you guys got baptized, right?
几个星期以前，有一些弟兄姐妹就是在这个地方受洗。
It was exciting times, right?
那个时候非常的兴奋。
It's interesting, but I don't know if you realized it, but one of the criteria they were saying during baptism is this.
不知道大家这样有没有注意，但是非常的有趣的，在中间有一个问题在问受洗的人。
One of the declarations they made publicly was this.
就是一个在公众在众人面前的一个宣言是什么呢？
I will follow Jesus, no turning back.
我会跟随耶稣，永不回头。
See, not only are they lost, they're saved.
不单只是那世上的被神寻回了。
They come to the realization that they need to follow Jesus.
他们也必须到意识到、体会到他们需要跟随耶稣。
No turning back.
永不回头。
So they have to learn to seek the ways of God in Jesus.
所以他们需要在耶稣里面寻找上帝的道路。
They have to learn to start standing up and taking care of themselves.
他们需要站起来，好好的喂养自己。
See, it's interesting. A lot of us has been coming to church for a long time.
其实，在我们中间，很多弟兄姐妹来了教会很多年了。
And a lot of us enjoy coming to church.
我相信大家都喜欢来教会。
Some of us may not so much.
但是，可能有一些弟兄姐妹不是那么的享受。
But imagine we just come week after week.
但是，想象一下，我们一个星期服一个星期，一个月服一个月，一年服一年。
And imagine they say, "Oh, pastor, teach me, teach me, teach me."
常说呢，就是啊，牧师啊，教导我嘛，教导我吧。
Or teacher, Sunday school teacher, teach me, teach me, teach me.
主日学的老师，请你教导我嘛。
You know, fellowship counselor, take care of me, take care of me, take care of me, right?
然后团契的导师，请你照顾我吧。
We're no different than a child.
我们如果常常都是这样说说，我们就好像一个小孩一样。
You know, different than my child sitting on the sofa, Daddy, get me a sandwich.
那好像一个小孩坐在沙发上面说，爸爸，给我一个三文治啊。
Daddy, get me that new toothbrush.
爸爸，给我一个新的牙刷呀。
We're no different than that.
我们就是好像这样一样。
So the issue is.
所以最重要的是什么呢？
And the challenge is.
那个挑战是什么呢？
For us to start standing up.
就是我们需要站起来。
Start taking care of ourselves.
要开始的学习照顾自己。
Start owning our faith.
然后将我们的信心，有个概念，有个责任。
What it means to follow Jesus.
寻找什么叫做真正的跟随耶稣的意义。
Then,
然后
in chair three,
在第三张椅子
，we're able to learn to serve God.
我们就要学习怎么样去回归。
We're able to roll up our sleeves.
我们要卷起我们的衣袖
，and be equipped.
然后我们要被装备
，to serve each other here.
然后去服侍弟兄姐妹
，and to serve each other outside.
并且在教会以外的去服侍这个社会的人。
And ultimately, today we're going to journey all the way into chair four.
最后在今天我们要进入第四张椅子。
We learn to share.
我们要学习怎么去分享。
We learn to take part.
然后就怎么去做我们的
in the business of God.
在神的工作里面，我们要怎么样去进行
？To be His faithful disciples.
要成为一个忠心的一个门徒。
So let me pray for us.
我们首先祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
天父，谢谢你的话语。
As we look,
当我们来研究的时候
，into your passage of John today.
当我们今天要看约翰福音的时候
，May your word speak to us.
愿你的话语亲自进入我们的心。
Father, may you stir us into action.
天父啊，求你帮助我们进入行动。
In your precious name we pray.
奉耶稣基督圣名祷告。Amen.
It's interesting, if you look at the life of Jesus.
当我们看见耶稣的生平的时候，我们发觉很有趣的。
Jesus came to preach.
因为耶稣来讲论。
Jesus came to heal.
他来到世界上面去医治。
Jesus came to teach.
他来到世界上面去教导。
He came also to serve.
并且他来到我们中间去服侍。
See, Jesus is investing and multiplying his life into his disciples.
所以耶稣将他生命投资了在他的门徒身上面。
Why? Because Jesus knew one day he will be gone.
为什么？因为他知道有一天他会离开他的门徒。
He knows 30 plus years later he'll be gone.
他知道三十多年以后他就会离开这个世界。
And what he has left?
那他留下什么呢？
Will be the ones that will continue his work.On earth.
他所留下的就会继续在这个地上面来继续去发展。
So what is discipling all about?
那他的门徒知道什么呢？
It's about maturity.
是知道他们需要来成熟。
It's about journeying towards maturity.
就是他们需要在过程里面向前走，进入成熟的阶段。
See, Jesus's heart.
要知道耶稣的心。
Was to invest on 12.
他的心就是在十二门徒里面将他生命来。
help them journey into maturity,
帮助他们进入成熟
so that one day he's gone,
所以当一天他离开他们的时候
his work on earth will continue.
他在世上的工作会继续
Chair 4 describes a fully trained disciple maker.
Right. 第四张椅子就是代表了一个、完全被、装备的一个信徒。
I love what it says in the Gospel of Luke.
在路加福音里面这样说。
It says the student.
他说他的、学生呢。
Which is not above the teacher.
是永远不能够高过老师的。
Which is true. A student is never above the teacher.
真的啦、学生不能够高过老师。
But everyone who is fully trained.
但是每一个受到适当的装备的时候。
Will be like their teacher.
就会像他们的老师。
That's the heart of Jesus.
这就是耶稣的心。
When he looked at his disciples,
当他看着他的门徒的时候
，Yeah, he said, "You're my followers. You're my students."
说是啊，你是我的学生，你是我的跟随者。
And I'm going to teach you, I'm going to train you, and give you everything I know.
我要教导你，我要训练你，我要告诉你我一切所知道的。
So that you'll be fully trained and equipped.
然后你就会被完全的装备，完全的知道。
And one day you'll be like me.
有一天你要像我一样。
The word translated "fully trained."
那个翻译就是说完全被装备这个原文。
Can also be translated as the word equipped.
这个字也可以、被翻译成为、受到一切、重要基本的训练。
Because we as a church want to imitate this focus.
因为我们整个教会希望可以跟随这个目标前进。
So my vision for Logos Baptist Church is simply this.
就是正道进信会这基本的使命是什么呢？
That we become a church.
就是我们成为一个教会。
That's in the business.
这个教会的工作
of making disciples,
就是制造门徒
who can make disciples.
然后门徒又可以再有门徒
See, the scripture says it very clear.
圣经讲得很清楚的
It says, go and make disciples.
说你们要去要、要使多人成为我的门徒
We feel it's critical to use that phrase.、Right?
我们觉得用这句话非常重要
Making disciples who can make disciples.
因为你需要来使人做门徒，然后这门徒又可以使更多人成为耶稣的门徒。
Because for many people,
因为对很多人来说
including me many years ago,
包括我在内很多年以前
I always thought disciple making is just another deeper Bible study or a program.
我以前呢，我以为就是说，成为门徒就是更多的查经啊，怎么样怎么样的。
Well, it's a checklist. I do a lot of these things.
没错，就说我做了很多，做了这样，做了那样。
It's about knowledge.
是关于我的知识。
But we feel it's important to define the success.
但是我们需要来知道什么叫做成功的门徒训练。
In terms of reproduction.
就是要有更多人成为门徒。
Discipleship.
门徒训练。
Was first used extensively in 1850.
在1850年是第一次、非常的广泛的去使用这个名词
by a man named Charles Adams
就是从一个叫做 Charles Adams 的人他开始的
who broke the phrase making disciples
他将这一个字、这个句子、哦、就是门徒训练
into two parts
将它分成两个部分
bringing people to Christ
就是将人带到耶稣的面前
which can be labeled evangelism or reaching the lost
你可以说就是向、这个世上的、甚至你的、还手或者说让他们来成为基督徒
and then growing people up in Christ
然后再帮助他们在耶稣里面成长
which can also be labeled as discipleship
这就是说门徒训练
You know, he wrote two different articles, right?
他写了起码的两份的文章
and then he used this analogy
他用这个比喻
you know an airplane, he said.
他就好像说一些的飞机
There's two wings.
都是有两面，两面都有这个
wings.
对，那叫是什么
？Right? And
翅膀。
And with, you require two wings for the plane to fly, right?
因为你需要来飞行的时候呢，你需要两边都有那个东西的。
You see, on one side of the wing, you can label it evangelism.
所以一边你可以说是一个传福音。
On the other side, it could be labeled as discipleship.
另外一边就是说，就是那个门徒训练。
It's funny, but over the years, people start debating which side is more important, right?
但是很有趣的是，这经过那么多年，人还是在说那一边哪一边比较重要呢？
But friends,
但是弟兄姐妹啊，
here's the reality and truth.
这个是以下我要讲的，就是真正事情，真理是这样。
When I'm flying 35,000 feet up in the air，
当我在三万五千尺的上面飞行的时候
，I'm not going to look out the window and start asking myself which wing is more important。
我不会问是哪一边比较重要。
We need both of them。
我需要，我们需要两边都需要的。
Without both wings，
如果只有一只
，You will never get off the ground。
我们不会向这个天空来冲出去。
You never climb the great heights。
也不能够进到云层的里面。
You will never soar。
我们不能够飞行。
And you will never sustain。
我们也不能停留在空中。
So by defining our mission，
所以当我们要详细再回看我们的使命的时候
，as making disciples，
什么叫做门徒训练
？Who can make disciples？
门徒训练就是我们需要使更多人成为门徒啊。
We as a church，
我们。整个教会
Logos Baptist Church
正道进行会
is seeking to define our end product。
我们是努力的去看看究竟怎么样去使多人做门徒。
The end products of our efforts，
我们需要用好多的努力，好多的苦心去进行
is reproduction，
那就是使更多人成为门徒。
Which includes
包括
reaching the lost，
就是向世上的人，我们要向他们传福音。
And discipleship，
然后要做门徒训练。
And how do we measure our success？
我们要怎么样去衡量我们的成功与否呢？
It's through multiplication，
就是透过继续的去让更多人成为门徒。
See， moving into chair four，
当我们进入第四章椅子的时候。
Means a person becomes a spiritual parent。
当一个人成为了属灵的父母亲
，they sort of have offsprings。
他们开始有他们的属灵的儿女了。
As a parent，
身为一个父母来说
，I have one offspring。
我只有一个女儿，或者是
one is in heaven， right？
其实有一个在天上。
But I have one earthly offspring here。
但是在地上面，我有一个我的后裔。
And my heart for her。
我对他的心
is that she would not simply just be my offspring。
我不只是希望我只有一个后裔，我希望怎么样呢
？I think every parent wishes to have grandkids, right？
我希望我的女儿有她的儿女，然后就有她的儿女。
That your kid would marry off and start their own family, right？
成为家长的时候，我们都希望我们的儿女可以继续的有他们的儿女，是不是
？They would take what you teach them, what you train them, what you imparted onto them, and start their own life and do the same, right？
然后呢，我们希望呢，他们可以将他们从我们身上所学到的东西，也教导他们的后裔，是不是这样
？See, chair four is no different。
第十张椅子也是一样的。
We as disciple makers，
我们是要帮助别人成为门徒。
Invest in others, other disciples。
然后呢，当我们将我们的生命投资在他们身上面，希望他们也可以投资在他们的门徒的上面。
Help them see the way of Jesus，
帮助他们看见耶稣的道路是怎么样。
The character, the priorities of Jesus，
就是耶稣他优先次序在生命里面是怎么样。
Help them model and train them after the ways of Jesus，
帮助他们训练他们，让他们可以跟随耶稣。
And we send them out，
然后我们就带他们出去。
And they began that process again with someone else. Imagine that。
那他们也可以领他其他人信主，帮助他们成为门徒。我们就想象一下。
As a disciple, you have your offsprings。
成为一个门徒的时候，你有你的后裔。
It's sort of like, you know, I'm discipling Corey. He's my offspring。
就好像我是他的门徒一样。
But how dare you? He's much older than me, right? But but anyways,
it's all right.
He's my offspring, right?
那就好像我是他的后裔一样。
He gets Jesus. He's on fire for Jesus, right?
然后那个人就非常的爱主。
And he wants to reproduce that into someone else.
他也希望将这个生命使其他人也可以得着。
So he starts being prayerful about it.
所以呢，他就会祷告，他就会去努力。
He said, God, who do you want me to journey with? Who do you want me to invest in? Who do you want me to help make a disciple that become another disciple?
他就会祷告主啊，你希望可以帮助什么人，让他们也可以成为你的门徒呢？求你让我的可以看见，让我。
A disciple maker is no longer just learning how to fish for men.
所以呢。当一个人他可以使别人作为门徒，这个人他 不只是会去钓鱼去捕鱼，他会帮助。
But now they have to actually see people respond to Jesus。
他看见别人真正的对耶稣有反应。
They've actually see them learn and grow deep into Christ。
他们可以看见他们在耶稣里面可以真正的扎根成长。
And they see them have a desire to reproduce themselves to others。
并且看见他所带领信主这些人，他们也有一个的热心。可以带领其他的人进入这条路里面。
Isn't that a beautiful picture?
这是不是一个很漂亮的图画？
See, brothers and sister friends,
美丽的图画。
Let me stop here for a quick moment.
我们在这个地方停一停。
You might say, George, you paint a very beautiful picture. I know.
你可能说 ，George， 你就是已经画了一个非常的美丽的图画。我知道。
Tell me something I don't know.
但是可不可以告诉一点，告诉我一些什么我不知道的事情呢
？See, here's the reality.
事实是这样。
Sometimes we got to take a serious inventory of our own self.
当我们很严肃的来看看我们自己的生命的时候
，we got to ask ourselves.
我们要问自己。
God, if this is your plan for me,
主啊，如果这是你对我生命的计划
，if this is a snapshot of my life,
如果这是我生命的一个写照
，if this is what it means to follow you,
如果这是代表我们要怎么样去跟随你
，to make disciples and make disciples,
让别人成为门徒，也让那些门徒成为别人的一些导师。
Honestly, ask yourself, where are you on this journey?
我们需要问自己，究竟在这条路里面，我们是现在是在哪一张椅子上面呢
？See, one of the priorities in 2020.
在2020年，我们的优先次序，生命的优先次序是什么
？And we heard some feedback for a lot of you guys.
我们也听见弟兄姐妹有一些的感想。
You say pastors, leaders.
你说啊，就是教会的带领的尊贵的人。
You talk about this a lot, but help us to gauge where we are on this journey.
你们都讲了很多关于这四张椅子的事情，那究竟我们现在在什么地方呢
？So one of our priorities.
所以今年我们其中一个最重要的事情要做就是
is really help you discover where you are.
就是帮助弟兄姐妹去发现。
But the second part is something you got to do.
去看见究竟我们在什么地方，但是第二部分我们要自己做。
It's one thing to understand where you are in that process.
其中一个我们需要知道，就是我们要明白这自己的位置是什么地方。
The harder part.
但是还有一个更难的。
The more challenging part.
也更有挑战性的是什么
？Is to have that motivation to move to the next level.
必须有一个在里面有个火。有一个推动力，让我们可以进入另外就前面那一张椅子。
And we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about that.
我们要用以下一点点时间讲一讲。
See, I love this part as you go on to the passage of John chapter 15.
当我们看约翰福音第十五章的时候
，You know, John chapter 15 is a great passage.
第十五章是非常好、非常重要的一章。
Because of time, we're not going to go through the whole thing.
你今天没有时间可以看整章的圣经。
But we're going to start from verse 12 all the way to 17.
但是我们要看十二节到十七节。
But my focal point is verse 15 and 16.
但我最主要讲的就是十五到十六节。
See, here's the thing.
就是这样。
As soon as the disciple making process begins,
当这门徒训练开始的时候
，there's going to be challenges along the way.
我们一定有挑战的。
And what does John 15:15 says?
约翰福音十五章十五节是讲什么呢
？It says, "No longer I call you servants."
说以后我不再称你们为仆人。
For the servant does not know what the master is doing.
因为仆人不知道主人所做的事情。
But I have called you friends.
我乃是称你们做朋友。
For all I have heard from the Father.
因为我从我父所听见的。
I have made known to you.
已经都告诉你们了。
Interesting passage.
很有趣的一章。
A lot of us think we are just servants.
很多弟兄姐妹说我们只是仆人呢。
We do our best.
我们会做我们最好的。
Oh, and sometimes it doesn't feel like it's enough, right?
有时候我们觉得这就够了。
But it's interesting.
但很有趣的是。
You know, Jesus puts it very interestingly.
耶稣这样说。
Say, I no longer call you servants.
我不再叫你们做仆人。
Because servants doesn't know what a master is doing.
因为仆人不知道他们的主人在做什么。
But now I call you friends.
但要称你们做朋友。
So disciple making process first starts with your relationship with Jesus first.
所以第一，当我们要开始做门徒的时候，就开始在我们跟耶稣的关系上面。
Don't fast forward and start attempting doing things with your own effort.
不要太快，就是靠自己的能力去做好多好多的事情。
Because he tells his disciples, servants do not know his master's business.
因为耶稣说啊，仆人不知道主人所做的事情。
But what did Jesus save us into?
但是耶稣将我们拯救，然后放在什么地位上吗
？He saved us into a relationship with him.
他拯救我们，将我们放在一个跟他好像朋友的关系上面。
It's not simply a ticket into heaven.
我们信主不只是有一张去天堂的票。
It is beyond that.
是超过这一切的。
It's about a deep friendship.
是一个跟耶稣一个很深深的友情的关系。
Friendship that goes beyond mere I'm serving you, God, and that's it.
不只是跟耶稣是一个仆人跟主人的关系那么简单。
See, if you think about friends.
当我们想象我们的朋友的时候
，Close your eyes for a quick second. Think about one of your closest friends.
我们去想一想，究竟想一想我们一个最最好的朋友是怎么样的。
I'm sure you long to meet them.
我相信你很想去跟他在一起。
I'm sure if you're free, you want to connect with them.
如果你有时间，你一定会打个电话给他，或去探望他。
I'm sure there's something deep down in your heart that you won't share with anybody else, that you will gladly pour it out to them.
我相信你会将一些事情对别人不会，但是对他会倾，心吐意的。
See, friendship involves a deepened relationship.
因为友情是里面是一定有一个很深的一个交流的。
It's a freedom to enter another person's presence.
是一个在他的面前，我们非常的自由去分享。
See, as God's friends,
当我们是成为上帝的朋友的时候
，we no longer just strive to please Him, and that's it.
我们不只是去让他欢喜而已。
But we got to realize something.
我们必须要明白。
We got to realize that we're accepted.
我们需要明白，我们是被他接纳
，and beloved，
并被他所喜爱。
See a lot of people tell me, George, I don't think I'm good enough.
很多人告诉我，哎呀 ，George， 我相信我不是做得很好啊。
I don't feel this season I'm even close to God.
我想， right? 我觉得就是最近我不跟上帝不是好近，就是好像很远一样。
But you got to come to realize.
但是你必须要知道
，that we're accepted.
我们被他所接纳
，and we're beloved.
我们被他所深爱
，and we enter into rest and joy into the Lord's presence.
并且在他的里面，我们有喜乐，有平安。
And that's something I want as a church that we practice more.
希望我们在整个教会也可以在主的面前可以有这份的心情。
If we want to succeed as a disciple maker,
如果我们要成为一个可以教导别人，让别人都成为门徒的时候。
First, we got to understand our identity in Christ.
第一，我们要必须要清楚明白我们在上帝里面我们的身份是什么。
That we're accepted and beloved.
我们是被他所接纳，也是被他深深的所爱的。
And as such, we're able to get into the rest and joy in the Lord's presence.
然后就是可以在耶稣里面得到真正的喜乐和平安。
It's that rest and joy that allows us to progress.Through the disciple making process.
就是那一份的平安，那一份的安息，可以帮助我们在就是四张椅子的中间，可以从一张进去另外一张。
And this relationship is not how good we are and what we're going to do for God.
这关系不是讲到究竟我们在上帝里面我做得多好。
But it's more about what He's done for us.
不是那样，乃是我们再一次深深反省，究竟耶稣在我们身上面，他我们付出了多少。
So no longer are we striving hard to win God's favor.
不是，我们要很努力的要让上帝喜欢我。
See, over the years, I've learned this myself.
在过去好多年，我就学习了这功课。
Over a lot of tribulations and heartbreaks in life,
经过生命里面好多的不如意，很多的心碎的事情。
I found that my favor is due to the cross, right?
我就发觉了我在这个十字架里面，我的身份是什么
？That I'm free to be myself.
就是我在主的面前，我可以很自由的成为我自己。
A new creation.
是一个新的一个创造。
I've learned over the years to enjoy meeting in the presence of the Lord.
我也学到了在圣经里面学到了究竟在主的面前而怎么样成为基督徒。
Because I'm able to find joy in the Lord's presence.
因为在主的里面我可以寻找到喜乐平安。
Why? Because His love reassures me of who He is.
因为他的爱让我重新的知道他是谁。
Jesus says.
耶稣这样说。
Those disciples who reach here for,
他的门徒
you know, once we get on this disciple making process,
当我们进入这个门徒训练过程里面
we are his friends.
我们就成为了他的朋友
What an honor.
这是一个非常大的荣誉
See, almost 3.5 years into ministry,
我差不多在教会里面服侍了3年多时间
Jesus made his final approach into Jerusalem.
耶稣在他地上面3年多以后，他就慢慢的就进向耶路撒冷进行。
It will be his last Passover.
这是他最后在地上面的逾越节。
He's going to be betrayed.
因为他会被人出卖。
He's going to be offered up on the cross.
他会被人钉在十字架上面。
But it's interesting, the scripture shows us
that
Jesus sent out 72 disciples.
当耶稣差派70个门徒出去的时候
And these are the people, if you understand, there are chair 3 people.
那些人就是好像坐在第三张椅子上面那些人。
They want to be equipped and sent out.
他们希望可以被来训练，好好训练，然后就出去。
They become the next generation workers.
他们就成为了下一个年代时代的工作者。
That's why he sent them out to every town and every place.
所以耶稣差七十个门徒出去工作。
And he says the harvest is plentiful.
因为要收的庄稼很多。
But the workers are few.
但是做工的人很少。
After a short time of sharing the good news, I don't know if you realize this in the passage.
所以当然，七十人回来以后，他们就要分享，哎，他们做了什么事情，什么事情。
They returned with what?
他们回来以后，他们交什么账呢？
They returned with joy.
他们回来以后呢，他们就是有很大的喜乐。
Just like the 12 had.
就好像那十个门徒一样。
See, Jesus himself was filled with joy.
耶稣他自己也充满了喜乐。
Yes, in the Bible, it told us he cried.
是，圣经里面讲到耶稣哭了。
But here it tells us that Jesus is full of joy.
但是圣经里面讲到耶稣是个充满了喜乐的一个人。
What made Jesus be filled with joy?
为什么耶稣是充满喜乐的呢？
After 3.5 years of pouring himself out into his disciples.
因为在这三年多里面，他将自己倾倒出来，放在他的门徒上面。
He's able to stand back now.
他现在他可以来看他的收成了。
He's able to realize.
他现在可以知道。
That now.
现在。
That his disciples.
他的门徒。
Can learn and be able to invest in others.
已经学到了，并且可以令别人成为门徒。
His efforts to build a movement of multiplying disciples can now bear fruit.
因为现在耶稣所做的事情已经完全。可以说是做完了，他的工作可以令到他的门徒也可以继续的令更多人成为门徒。
Bear fruit，
结果子。
Chair four，
第四张的椅子。
See, I'm going to end off of this.
我最后要这样说。
See, Christ knew 2,000 years later，
在二千多年以后
，that you and I will be sitting here。
你跟我坐在这个地方。
Christ knew as Christ followers, right?
我们都是跟随耶稣的人呢。
And he could realize that his ministry would continue, would continue, would continue.
耶稣看见我们说，二千多年以后，我们弟兄姐妹坐在这个地方，他也知道他的工作会继续。
Why?
为什么？
Because Jesus knew he modeled what it means to make disciples.
因为耶稣知道他的门徒继续学习的，继续让更多人成为门徒。
He had actually made disciples who would make disciples.
因为耶稣让就是制造了十二个门徒，也让他们可以继续的去让更多人成为门徒。
So as such,
所以
me as a pastor,
我身为大家的牧者。
As one of the leaders of this church,
是这个教会里面其中的一个带领的人。
It warms my heart,
让我心里面充满了温暖的是什么？
Because we have Christ alive in us.
因为在我们的生命里面，耶稣是实在的活着的。
And if we tap into his joy and the rest that he gives us,
当我们向他祈求，向他敞开，让他的喜乐进入我们心灵的时候，
let his spirit reveal his ways to us.
也让圣灵来将他的计划。来向我们显明的时候
and when we learn to edify each other,
也当我们彼此相交彼此建立的时候
we're able to see multiplication.
我们就可以看见有更多人可以成为门徒了
fruit bearing fruit.
就是结果子以后果子又可以再结果子
see over the past year,
在过去一年
I've seen quite a few examples,
我看见很多美丽的一些的例子
of us bearing fruit together.
就是我们可以彼此来鼓励并且结果子
Whether it's the carnival,
当我去到一个嘉年华会
where we open the doors of the church,
当我们将教会的大门敞开的时候
and allow others to see what Christ's followers are like,
让我们的社区的朋友可以看见究竟跟随耶稣的人是怎么样的
reaching them where they are, right?
我们就是向他们伸出我们的手
I hear of multiple fellowships,
我听到很多弟兄姐妹这样说
you know, having a heart for the lost,
他们都有对一些失丧人他们心里面充满了热心同情的心
through different forms and formats,
透过不同的方法
you're able to allow people to come and see Jesus,
帮助他们可以看见耶稣可以认识耶稣
I also know quite a few of you who say, teach me more about the ways of Jesus,
我也听到我也跟大家有一些弟兄姐妹跟我说：“哎呀 ，George， 帮助我们更加可以看见耶稣吧。
”Find me ways to get equipped. Send me out.
帮助我可以被装备，然后就差我出去吧。
And it's amazing. We're starting to see fruit.
我们就是很高兴的，我们开始见到一些果子了。
And one of our hearts this year.
这个年头 今年我们的心是怎么样呢？
It's to showcase some of that fruit.
就是我们希望可以让这果子可以结果子更多。
We're going to have people share stories.
我希望可以让结果子那些例子可以在这个地方跟大家分享。
How God is using them to make disciples.
究竟上帝怎么样去在他们生命里面工作，让他们可以在结果子。
Logos, as I finish.
Logos,
as I finish.
正道振兴会。
Logos, as I finish up.
Logos. 当我们要结束的时候。
I have one question for you.
我有一个问题。
As we venture into 2020.
当我们要进入2020年的时候。
2020 is an interesting term.
2020是非常有趣的。
It's about vision, perfect vision.
是2020是什么？当你去看眼睛眼科医生的时候，就是。
As you envision this year, as you look.
Perfect 就是一个最完美的一个事例啊，是二十二十。
Here's something I want to ask you.
我希望可以问大家一个问题。
What will happen?
究竟
？If we start,
有什么事情会发生？如果
？To multiply the life of Christ into others.
如果当我们将耶稣的生命可以在我们的朋友，在没有信主的人身上面可以继续去发展，会成为什么事情呢？
What will happen?
什么事情会发生呢？
If we start to multiply,
当我们不是说这样，当我们令别人成为主的门徒，
the life of Christ into others,
让主的生命在别人的生命里面可以发生的时候，会有什么事情我们可以见到呢？
Spend a moment in your seats.
我们在我们所坐的位置上面，我们好好思想。
Ask yourself.
我们可以问我们自己。
Are you ready?
你准备了没有？准备好了没有？
If we want to see God move,
如果你希望看见主的手在动的时候，
people coming to Christ,
如果你希望可以看见更多人信主来到主的面前的时候，
people maturing in Christ,
如果你希望可以见到更多人在主的里面成熟的时候，
people reproducing themselves for Christ,
如果你希望看见更多人可以让更多人成为门徒的时候，
we
们
got to move,
必须要前进。
What is the move God is calling you to make for 2020?
究竟上帝在2020年里面，他的心对是怎么样？他希望你在什么事情上面会有行动呢？
What is the move God is calling you to make in 2020?
究竟上帝在你的生命里面，在这个年里面，要你在什么地方有行动呢？
As you follow Christ.
当你跟随耶稣的时候，你需要有什么行动呢？
Are you willing to do?
你愿不愿意
？What a disciple does.
做门徒应该做的事情呢
？Verse 16 says this.
第十六节这样说。
You did not choose me.
不是你们拣选了我。
But I chose you.
是我拣选了你们。
And appointed you to go.
并且分派你们去。
And bear fruit.
结果子。
Fruit that will last.
叫你们果子可以长存。
Then the Father will give you whatever you ask.
然后。你们奉我的名祷告
In my name.
无论向父求什么
Amen.
他就赐给你们 Amen.
May God bless us.
愿主赐福给我们